Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. We want to hear your stories, too. Now, what are the stories about? Well, the funny things that you've had to say to the kids. Yeah. You never thought you'd ever have to say, stop it. Now, this is all based on something that I overheard yesterday. A couple really good stories at the school when I went up to pick up my kiddos. And I was talking to one of the parents, and we were in the halls, and she had to yell at her kid to stop licking the walls. Stop licking the walls! Oh. Please stop! And she turned to me and started laughing. She's like, we're going through a licking phase right now. We've just got a licking phase.
It's just a phase.
This
don't worry.
It's licking everything. She's like, we were at Target the other day, and I leaned over, and I saw the kid licking the cart. She's like, stop licking the cart. She's like, he's licking everything. He was licking the handle to the refrigerator door in the kitchen. She said, stop doing that. She's like, he's finding the germiest surfaces to lick.
Build that immune system.
And I was like, man, what a weird kid.
Yeah.
What a weird kid.
Like, what attracts you to that?
That is funny. Stop it. Stop licking things. Now, the second story I heard yesterday was from another mom who's got a kid at a different middle school than what we participate in. And she said there was something going on in the band room where the teacher had to yell at the boys because the boys kept going over to the cymbals on the drum set and essentially laying their bits and pieces.
No.
Not out and about.
Not
but
the
like
bits.
Over,
not the pieces.
Over the jeans.
What?
On the cymbals while other kids would hit the cymbals and vibrate their bits and pieces.
The
teacher was like, stop putting your junk on the cymbals and stop hitting the cymbals. Stop it. And I busted out on that
I'm
one.
So
I was like,
glad.
That is damn funny.
I'm a girl mom. Like, I can't imagine dealing with this guy stuff. That is a total boy thing to do.
Stop putting your junk on the drum set. It's very much out of like a
Stepbrothers. Yep. That's what it is.
It certainly is. So if you've ever had a situation where you got to tell your kids to stop doing something ridiculous, we want to hear about it. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'm sure you've got a situation with baby Nana. I know with my kids, we had to tell the kids to stop. Because I think it was my daughter. Stop throwing clothes in the trash.
Yeah.
Because she would change her clothes at the end of the night or take her clothes off, and she would wander into the kitchen and throw them in the trash.
And why?
I don't know. I mean, she was young, so yeah. I think she saw, you know, us constantly throwing things in the trash.
Yeah.
And so she wandered over and she would throw things away. There was many cases where we lost shoes. Like, where are your shoes? And we've pretty much summed it up to she threw them in the trash.
I trashed them. They
so
were done.
Many, many circumstances. Did you ever have to tell baby Nana?
I'm thinking of one specifically because I remember screaming the words and then being like, I didn't ever think I'd have to say that. But quit putting frosting in your backpack. That is not where it goes. Like, she would steal complete containers of cake frosting and then put them in her backpack in the closet and then go to that backpack and just take spoonfuls out and hide it.
That's so
and
baby Nana.
I didn't find it until she got sick and I was like, well, you've got a can of frosting in a backpack in a closet. That's not where it goes.
See, this is what we're talking about.
It was so bad.
Stop putting frosting in your backpack.
Stop it.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to throw open the phone lines. I see calls coming in. Call now. You'll talk to Josh in the next room. He'll get you all lined up. But we want to hear the stories of the things you've had to tell your kids to stop doing or what your parents had to tell you to stop doing because you were a weird kid growing up. Really quick, this one came in on my Facebook last night because I posted about it. They said no name, so I will give the name out. But this person said, I was a huge germaphobe as a kid, and I was super paranoid that my saliva was going to get infected with germs, and something bad would happen if I swallowed my saliva. So I would collect my saliva in my mouth and eventually just keep spitting it out into my jacket pockets without anyone noticing.
Oh, no.
They said this was especially annoying during long car rides because my jacket would end up covered in spit.
So a germaphobe isn't grossed out by that, but
she was afraid that it was in her saliva, so she would spit it out. What a weird kid.
That's weird.
That's
the
funny
thought process, right?
It's like, spit this in my jacket here. Get rid of my saliva.
Hold this for later.
303-691-1649 if you want to get in. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey. So did you have to tell your kids to stop doing something, or is this you about you?
Well, they didn't have to. I didn't have to tell them this. I actually kind of liked it because it made me laugh.
Okay, what is it?
So my oldest, when he was a toddler, he had this angry, happy face that he came up with. So he would give super angry eyes and then smile. So it's kind of creepy.
But, it's very like Jim Carrey, I think.
And he'd say, "This is my angry happy face," and I'm like, "What?"
Stop! Stop making the angry happy face. We're all doing it right now, right?
I know, right? It's kind of. But my daughter used to kind of do that too when she was that age. But she didn't do angry happy. She just gave angry face every time she brushed her teeth, and then I would start laughing. And then years later, I found out she did it to make me laugh. But I always was like, why is she so mad? Why is she brushing her teeth?
She's like, I hate gingivitis.
These dang baby teeth, I hate them. So funny, Melissa. That's a good one. Thank you for the call.
Angry, happy.
Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, you. So what's the weird thing that your kiddo did?
All right, so you had me, like, I'm sitting here driving my husband to work, and I'm thinking, what did my kids do? But then you brought up the symbol with the, you know.
Yeah, the boys putting their
bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces on the drum symbols while the other boys hit the symbol.
Stop it!
Okay, so my son actually got suspended from school. I had to have an entire conversation. I'm a single mom. About him slapping his bits and pieces, telling people on recess on the playground that he's gonna slap his bits and pieces across the face. And I was like, oh, how do I go about this? But you know, and it was so hard because like I had to go in and talk to the principal and to try not to laugh. That was probably the hardest part.
Honestly. That is fantastic. You're like, listen, I'm sorry my son keeps slapping himself at recess.
I'll do it.
And it was the week before the, you know, what, talk.
Yeah,
that
okay.
They have at school. So like then there was a whole nother piece to the suspension where, you know, he couldn't even smirk or laugh or anything. Otherwise, he would have been expelled. I was like, All right, we need to talk about this, son.
Yeah. Get it together.
How old is he now?
He's 15 now.
Oh, now he's really going to be slapping his bits and pieces. Oh, boy.
Don't tell me that, Jeremy.
Sarah, thank you for the laughs today. Great call.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. I got a couple open phone lines if you want to sound off about the weird things your kids used to do and you told them to stop, or the weird things that you did as a kid. Jackie wrote in and said, actually, when I was a kid, about 7 years old, I had a turtle. For some reason, the smell of their food pellets was amazing, and one day I tasted it.
Oh.
And I loved it so much, I kept eating the turtle's food pellets. Until sadly, my turtles died.
Oh.
My parents still to this day never knew I ate the turtle pellets. The poor turtle wasn't eating because this kid kept eating them.
That's like My Strange Addiction type stuff.
That's so sad. Poor little turtle.
I know. Turtles live forever if you don't eat all their food.
Man. What's your story? 303-691-1649. Here's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, so was your kiddo?
I had to tell my kids to stop throwing away all the silverware and all the dishes.
Oh,
it's like my kid with the clothes. Stop throwing your shoes away.
That's literally why I called. I was like, okay, I thought it was bad with silverware and dishes, but clothes, my child would not be living right now.
I don't know. You go to open that drawer and there's no forks, and then you're like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah. That's how we figured it out. You know, randomly we're down to like two forks in the entire house, and I'm like, we had a pack of 20. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know? Suddenly we started seeing them in the trash can, and, you know, teenage boys, like, yeah, why do chores and, you know, have to clean dishes? Let's just throw them away. Nobody will ever know.
It's funny. We talked about this the other day, and didn't your daughter do that, Katie,
at some
point?
Oh, yeah. All kids, I think, go through that stage where also they bring it up to their room, and then they leave it up there for a week, and they don't want to get in trouble. So then it just goes immediately into the trash, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why I didn't think of this when I was a kid. I mean,
no joke.
So much easier.
Amy, another great call. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
What do we got? Hi, Melissa. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Well, we're super dupes. We're getting some laughs out of these calls today. Yeah. What was the thing you had to tell your kid to stop doing?
So I don't have any kids, but it's myself.
Okay.
I have this unusual talent of being able to make a perfect bubble out of my spit and put it on the end of the tongue,
okay,
blow it off, and I blow it in my brother's ear.
Gross. That's gross.
In the car, I'd be in the back seat, and I'd be like, stop blowing bubbles. Stop blowing spit bubbles to your brother.
Stop blowing spit bubbles.
And why am I trying to do that now? I'm totally trying to make a perfect bubble at the end of my tongue and then blow it out.
It.
It's so much harder than it sounds,
yeah.
Melissa.
That's disgusting.
That's a skill.
Can you still do it?
Skill.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you should teach classes.
You have to eat the right thing and have the right texture.
Okay, noted. Good to know.
I bet a Sprite would be perfect for something like that, huh?
Yeah.
Like a soda.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Yep.
That's so funny.
Think. Okay.
Melissa, you're a rock star. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye bye. All right, here's Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hey, you. So, what's the weird thing the kid was doing?
So, it was also a story about myself. So, there's like two that I can remember that I used to get told not to do. One was at the dinner table. I used to sit across from like our china cabinet with a mirror in it,
mm-hmm,
and I would never eat my food. And so I would just constantly just stare at myself in the mirror and play with my hair. And I can remember my mom just always being like, stop staring at yourself, like eat your food. And eventually she had to move me to the other side of the table because I just wouldn't eat, and so I had to get moved to the other side.
That's super
table.
Creepy. Like, I feel like my kid is possessed or something if you're just sitting there.
They're like, just eat your food. Stop playing with your hair.
Yeah.
And, and so they had to move me. And then apparently also in preschool and kindergarten, I got in trouble with the teacher a lot because I used to, like, want to poke people in the eyes.
I want to do that on a daily basis.
Demon.
There's nothing wrong with that, Danielle.
Right? I feel like that's normal,
yeah,
right?
That's like every coworker here I'd like to poke right in the
face.
So
to most
no
people.
Problem.
Yeah.
Danielle, congratulations on turning out normal.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Danielle.
Here's Elba. Hi, Elba.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're super dupes. So are you busting yourself or one of your kiddos?
It's a two-parter. It's both.
Okay, go for it.
So my daughter has a loft bed. So I'm excusing myself for not having noticed sooner. But last year, you know, I just pulled the blankets off the top bed, a bunk, and I never really look up there
on
the wall. And last year, I decided to climb up there, see what's going on up there, and her entire wall was covered in dried boogers.
Oh, yeah, been there. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I do that.
It's disgusting. So I was disgusted, mortified, cleaning it and whatnot. And then I was just so grossed out.
Why did you clean it? You should have made her clean it.
I cleaned it. I can't. I mean, I should have, but I was.
You wanted it done right.
Get the paint scraper out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what I did. I was going to bust her on it, but then I call my mom, and I'm just telling her, this is disgusting. Da, da. And she's like, oh, yeah, you used to do that all the time, and you used to eat them.
It's hereditary. It's hereditary. It certainly is.
Yeah. So.
At least you didn't leave them for your mom to clean up, though.
Oh, your husband is so lucky, Elba.
Booger eaters.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be giving you any kisses anytime soon. I'll tell you that
oh,
much.
God.
Yucky. Elba, great call. I'm glad you have clean walls now. Thank you for sharing that. I think.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
So funny. You guys rock. Such great calls. Such great messages. Let me give you two more that came in on my Facebook last night, just because I can hear the parents yelling this. Number one. Stop eating the sticks of butter.
Oh.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And the second one, stop shoving tortillas up your nose. Stop it.